Are you thinking about holiday gifts for loved ones in your life and you're really not sure what to get? And you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, there's so many different things I could buy. Wouldn't it be great if I bought something, but then the money that I spent on that item actually gave back to someone else or some organization? Well, we have just the thing for you.
In just one moment.
When you're thinking about holiday gifts and you want to do something special and meaningful, then what you want to do is listen to this.
This weekend for holiday gift ideas, gifts that actually give back. Who knew there were so many out there that offer such cool stuff? We had a hard time choosing, but here are three hands-down awesome companies. The first was easy. Brian and Bradford Manning are two blind brothers. At a young age, they were diagnosed with an eye disease called Stargardt that destroys central vision over time, a disease someone near and dear to me was recently diagnosed with as well. You may have seen Brian and Bradford when they were featured on a little show called Ellen a couple years back. Two Blind Brothers is one of the fastest growing charitable clothing brands in the country, a luxury clothing project focusing on quality, comfort, and sense of touch. With a work crew of 70% that are blind or visually impaired, Two Blind Brothers donates 100% of its profits to researchers and the foundation Fighting Blindness to find cures for blindness. And right now they're offering their Shop Blind campaign, where they have taken down all the products' descriptions and images and asked the simple question, will you trust us? Trust is a huge part of being visually impaired, and they are trying to translate that into an e-commerce experience. You can visit them at twoblindbrothers.com. Next, by now you've probably heard of or at least seen the Love Your Melon hats. Love Your Melon was started in 2012 by two college guys whose original goal was to improve the lives of children battling cancer by putting a hat on every one of them. They started out as just knit hats, but have since expanded to scarves, headbands, candles, pillows, and apparel. Great quality stuff and really, really cute. The company donates 50% of all profits to charities working towards ending pediatric cancer and is given over $4.7 million to the cause to date. Starting at $30, find out more at loveyourmelon.com. And lastly, but certainly not least, Cuddle and Kind. After watching a documentary on childhood hunger, the Woodgate family of five decided to do something about it. Cuddle and Kind makes beautiful hand-knit dolls that help feed children. So, for every Cuddle and Kind doll sold, they give 10 meals to children in need. Available in a variety of characters, including Stella the polar bear, Wyatt the fox, Sebastian the lamb, they start at $50 on cuddleandkind.com. A video and links to all of these great companies are posted on Lou's Facebook page, so please, please check this out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It's such a great collection of products that, I love the Love Your Melon hats. Those beanies, you wore one coming in today. Such a high quality cap, right?
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where you want to wear it.
Right.
Right? And the Two Blind Brothers and their line, the softness of the material is one of those shirts that you would just never want to take off.
Right.
Yeah.
Based off of their sense, their biggest sense or their most important sense, touch.
Right.
So that's kind of how they made everything. And it really is awesome. And those Cuddle and Kind dolls are so cute. I've seen the way that they came across, or I found them, is on Instagram. They pop up, you know, those things.
Oh, yeah.
And so I kind of did some research on different ones that give back, and that Cuddle and Kind kept popping up in my search. And so I sent them all to you, and, you know, we kind of picked which ones were doing the most. But there were so many. It was so hard to pick. There's so many.
I think we talked about the Love Your Melon people maybe a couple years ago, right?
Right. They're just getting bigger and bigger.
Right. They're getting bigger and their mission's getting bigger. And I remember we got some beanies and I gave them to the girls, my girls, and they love them. I mean, Mallory wears that hat all the time.
Right.
It's comfortable and it's, you know, simple and stylish. And
right. And now they've got blankets and these cool scarves.
Yeah. So check that all out. It's on our Facebook page. It's a great way to give back and do something unique for people in your life. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Bob in Chicago. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Hi, Lindsay. Lou, before I ask my question, could I wish my lovely wife, Debbie, a happy birthday? She was celebrating her birthday yesterday. So thanks a lot for letting me do that.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Debbie.
Thanks, Lou. I saw you pitching the snow dozer. And
oh, on Channel 9.
I tried to look on the internet, and I'd like to get one. It would fit my need. And we tried. We can't find any place to get it.
So I'm always a little leery of doing this because, I don't want to be self-serving. But that snow dozer literally is only available in two places in the United States. And they both happen to be our hardware stores. I found these people. It's made in Canada, the snow dozer. The internet, if you want to go there, the website is snowdozer.ca. However, our Edgebrook Ace Hardware, full disclosure, and our Villa Park Ace Hardware sell the snow dozers. And what they are, and we have them in stock. And what they are is, I do want to get one to the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm not going to give it to them. I want them to try it. It looks like if you took a ski and you turned it on its side, and then they put an aluminum frame behind it, and it's got an extendable, really high-quality pole. The idea behind the snow dozer is for that 2 to 4 inch snow that we typically get, you can clear an area so fast. And the ski has a little wings on it just to collect the snow, and you can go clean it all up. That snow that we had a couple weeks ago wouldn't do that, too heavy, too wet. But on our everyday snow, this thing, I think, is going to be the cat's pajamas. It's a husband and wife team in, will you find out where in Canada? I want to say Quebec, but I don't think that's right. I think they're in Winnipeg, because I remember talking to them that the husband's a Jets fan. That's what it is.
Oh.
So I think they make them in Winnipeg. It's husband and wife. Literally, they're making these things in their garage. And I forget how this woman found me. And she goes, I want you to, so she sent me a sample. And they have zero distribution in the United States. The first time anybody saw that product on United States television was on Channel 9 on Friday with me. And the only two stores in Chicago currently that sell it is Edgebrook Ace Hardware and Villa Park Ace Hardware, which my wife and I both own, full disclosure. But you can also order online at snowdozer.ca.
Now, do you have the 44-inch blade?
I only have the one that I showed. So I think that one is the larger one.
Great. Yeah. Hey, one last thing, Lou.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of yours, and would you, the next time you see Dean Richards, give him a punch in the nose for that nasty email he wrote about you?
No, I won't, but that's very nice. I'm a big fan of Dean Richards, too, and don't worry, he did nothing wrong. We're all a big family here, and I've known Dean a long time, and so family business is family business. So I appreciate you listening, and go get a snow dozer.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Coming up, stories that matter from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio with Don Klepping. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.